If you love the winter holidays and are just excited to do some winter events, right? Maybe you need to create a little bucket list. I'm not to say this will be your last winter, but it's a good idea to have a list of ideas of what you want to do during the holiday season. Do you want to go snow tubing? Maybe listen to some live Christmas music? Then make a list and get out there. There are so many different things you could possibly do, and I want to share just a few of those ideas to get the creative juices going for you for your winter bucket list. Hey there, have you been to my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable? If you haven't, you should probably go check it out. I've got some great packing checklists, moving checklists, holiday things to think about, like if you're going to the beach and you need a beach packing list, or maybe you're taking an international trip and you need to make sure you grab all those international things that you're possibly going to need for your trip. Take a look at my Etsy shop, Willowbrook Printable. You will find so many different checklists to help make your life so much easier. There's even a Dear Santa page, letter that the kids can write. There's a ski trip packing list. So if you're going to go skiing sometime this winter, that's a great spot to take a look and download instantly and use and edit right away. All right. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. All right, so if you are trying to get into the holiday spirit of doing things around, you're probably surrounded by so many different events. If you're on social media, you've probably seen some like Christmas parades. We've got lots of those going around here in North Carolina. But you're probably thinking, well, you know, it's really cold out there. I don't want to do things. But maybe there are some things you can do inside and also outside. And that's what I want to talk about, is just give you a couple of ideas to do during the winter holidays that'll get you outside. There's nothing wrong with being outside in the cold. You just got to be prepared. In Germany, it's kind of funny. One of the lessons we learned there was there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear, basically. If you're not wearing a warm enough coat or hats or gloves, then yeah, you're going to be cold and you're going to be miserable. But if you layer up here in North Carolina, it's kind of funny. I see people lots of layering, like they wear a hoodie with this t-shirt underneath and some sneakers, and that's fine. You know, I like to be warm. You will find me with a winter coat and a scarf and a hat and gloves and or mittens and maybe even some of those warmer thingies that you put in your gloves to kind of keep your hands warm. You know what I'm talking about if you live in the colder places, in the colder climates, right? So there are some fun things that you can still do and enjoy the holidays and get in the Christmas spirit. And those are just a couple of things I want to mention. I have 10 things that I want to, bring up. That's kind of like a bucket list, but not like a bucket list. You know what I mean, right? So yeah, so let's get started. So number one, you can host a cookie exchange. Yeah, now oh, this is kind of like, wait, what? Yes. So you don't have to provide much for this, because what they do with a cookie exchange is that you invite your friends over, you can have some wine, have some little munchies or whatever type of thing, and then everyone brings cookies and then you split them up and then people take those cookies home. So yeah, sharing food, what? You could even do a potluck if you really wanted to, but a cookie exchange is just so much fun. I've done that in many places that we've lived. We even got to the point where the people who are bringing their cookies would also bring the recipe to make that cookie, so that if you really like it, you're like, ooh, I gotta learn how to make those. Do you have a recipe? You know, you already got the piece of paper you could take home with you and make it at home yourself. So if you don't want to go outside in the cold, have a party at your home and just do a cookie exchange for a couple hours. It'll be nice and toasty warm. You can turn on the fireplace if you have one. Maybe even have a cookout type of thing. It depends on, again, depends on where you are. You know, maybe if it's colder up in like New York or Canada or something, maybe not. But yeah, hosting a cookie exchange can be just so much fun, just to see your friends, because, it gets dark at like 4:30, 5 o'clock at night. You're just like, I'm not going outside the house anymore after this. So that's one thing that you can do, is host a cookie exchange. Number two, a walk in the park after a snowfall. If you are lucky to get snow in the area that you are listening in, fantastic. That's great, you know, because if you have pets, then they're gonna make you go outside anyway, right? Am I right? They're gonna make you go for a walk and all that. Maybe not the cats, obviously, but if you have dogs, yes, they'll want to go play in the snow. If you have kids, they'll want to play in the snow. But even just a walk in the park, just to see the snow just, you know, laying on those beautiful branches of those trees, and you're just like, okay, winter wonderland, got it, check. Okay, great. You know, we were lucky to have a couple of snow time, you know, not around Christmas in North Carolina, but there was some snow. We did get it a couple of years ago. It doesn't happen every year, but when it does, it's really nice to see that, you know. It doesn't have to be a long walk. It can be, you know, the 15, 20 minute walk just to kind of refresh, revitalize you, and then go, okay, I'm going back inside and go reading my book. Okay, that's fine. You can do that. I let you, all right? Number three, go ice skating. Yeah, so there's indoor ice skating places and outdoor. So yes, there's depends on where you are, obviously. There's one on our military base, I believe that's indoors. I think because I have it year round, so it's got to be indoors. I've never been there, but my kids want to go this time. I'm like, okay, fine, we gotta go check it out, right? But they have ice skating places. Sometimes they'll make those fake ice skating rinks, you know, around. If you're lucky, they'll have real ice depending on where you go, like in Tennessee or upstate New York. I'm sure they have them up there. But ice skating is a great way to do that. We saw one time when we were in London over, oh, it was in November. So it was cold enough for it for sure. And they had it just outside the Tower of London. Big, huge ice skating rink. And I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, kids, we didn't bring anything. You're going to get wet. You're going to fall. Okay, no. So we watched from far away, but the kids were just so sad they couldn't go ice skating. So we're going to have to take them go ice skating. All right. So number four, another thing to do is listen to live Christmas music. So I know my kids, my middle child, loves to listen to Christmas, has been listening to Christmas music ever since like Halloween. Even before Halloween, I'm like, oh dear God, woman, turn off the music. No, we haven't even hit Halloween yet. Please stop. No. So she loves just listening to Christmas music. But if you can listen to live Christmas music, there are so many kids out there having concerts, whether it's an orchestra, choir concerts. Churches are doing, you know, holding events and things like that. It's just hard to pick one, right? So there's daytime ones, like especially for the seniors who don't want to be driving out when it's dark, right? So there's ones during the daytime, there's ones in the evening. So yeah, you just gotta narrow it down. Where are you gonna go, right? Manheim Steamroller is one of my favorites that I love to listen to, like on the radio. Have yet to go see a show, but I'm sure it'd be fantastic if we can go do something like that. Not gonna happen because they always come early. They come like the beginning of November. Yeah, so we're a little behind on that part. I'm a bit behind on that. But if you keep your eye out, I'm sure there's many places where they have live Christmas music that you can listen to. All right. Number five, one of my favorite things to do is driving around looking at Christmas lights. So if you have a drive-through Christmas lights show, like some botanical gardens, normally those are walk-through ones, but there are drive-through Christmas shows where I've seen the local farms around here in North Carolina have them. And that's another one where you just stay inside your car. You don't have to get out. You literally can just get in your PJs. We did that one time with the kids when they were younger. We just bundled them up. You know, they were in their PJs anyway because it was dark and cold, and they're like, they're in their onesies and whatever, put on their winter coats. And I had like little sippy cups of, you know, hot cocoa or apple cider or whatever it was to kind of keep them warm and happy. And they just love looking at the Christmas lights, like, ooh, ah, right? So that's another one that's inside, just like the cookie exchange that you can do doing a drive-through Christmas light show. Okay. Number six, bake Christmas cookies and share them with neighbors. So if you don't want to do the cookie exchange, that's fine. My kids love making Christmas cookies, or any kind of cookies, really. Like mine just got inspired a couple of days ago. She's like, can I just make some chocolate chip cookies? I really feel like, I feel like making eating them. So I gotta make some. I'm like, lucky for you, we have everything you need. So she made it, and they were delicious. Oh yeah. But Christmas cookies, same thing. You can do that if you make a whole bunch of them. My college daughter, basically when she's stressing over tests and finals, she does stress baking. Yeah, that's what she does. She will go make brownies, make cookies, make muffins, whatever. Not necessarily Christmas cookies, but cookies of some sort. She'll try out different recipes, and that's how she deals with the stress of the final exams, is by baking. And so, of course, then she's got to give them away to people because she can't possibly eat them all. You know what I mean? So share them with neighbors, right? Do hopefully you know them and feel comfortable enough to, to help each other out and, share some Christmas spirit with some cookies. Number seven is something my kids have started a year ago, 2 years ago, now a couple of years now, is to go Christmas caroling. Yeah. our neighborhood is a short 1 mile road, a country road. And they, since we don't, our neighbors are kind of far apart. Yeah, they walked over and they just started Christmas caroling with other friends that are on this, live on the same street here, that they just went from house to house to sing Christmas carols. I was like, wow, it doesn't have to be hard. It could be fun, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Christmas Tree or whatever. Simple songs. It's just fun just to see the neighbors if they're around. Maybe they're not around, but if they are, that's just something fun to say, hi, how are things going? Merry Christmas, whatever, right? So caroling is a good, great thing that you can go do. And when in some traditions I've heard with caroling is that sometimes they'll actually have food at the houses that you go. If you have friends that actually, cook and make things or whatever, they may, ply you with some food or maybe even alcohol, who knows? But maybe that's something that, you like, hey, we need to go to so and so's house. Come on, kind of like trick-or-treating, but you're caroling, right? For adults. Anyway, number eight. Take the Polar Express ride, a train ride, or something like that. If you have little ones and you haven't done something like that with them, oh my God, you're gonna make their day. Holy cow, that they can get in their pajamas and be out in public. Oh my God, that's like my kids' favorite thing to do. They're like, wait, what? I can wear pajamas outside with people? What? Yeah, oh yeah. So if there's something like that around your area, that can be lots of fun with hot cocoa and cookies and things like that. I've seen them where they had it during the middle of the day. So it's not like right before bed, obviously, but it's like at 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I know some kids' nap times are right there during the middle of that, but maybe they'll be a little bit later in the day. Or maybe it's just the train or the caboose that's decorated that doesn't move, but maybe Santa's there, type of thing. You can have fun with that too. Just have the kids go in their pajamas. You know what I mean? Pretend, that kind of a thing. So that's another idea. Another fun thing to do, especially during the Christmas break, when you're kind of wondering, well, all the festivities are over. We're like, now what do? You're not going anywhere. But you have a local ice hockey team. Go watch an ice hockey game. Oh, yeah. And so we have. Where we live, Raleigh is an hour north of us. So we could go see the Hurricanes game. Yeah. Or we could go see the Fayetteville Marksmen, who are a smaller, league type thing, but just as fun. Cheaper tickets too, but it's still it's ice hockey, right? So it's something that my kids have started getting into. They weren't before because they didn't quite understand the game. They're into soccer. They're ice hockey, similar, but not quite. They didn't quite understand the whole, fighting and everything. Like, wait, what? What? That's a good thing? Yeah. So there's a couple of traditions and stuff like that. That's always fun. They, shoot. Free t-shirts out in your area, or if you get on the big screen, which we did before too, one of the games we went to, the kids got to go on the big screen that the cameraman found them on, and they were dancing and stuff and having fun with all the music and whatnot. So it's just a lot of fun. We would make it kind of an evening out type of thing where we'd go to like go out for dinner and then go see the hockey game. So that was a kind of a fun night type of thing to do. So an ice hockey game is something else that you guys can do too. And then the last thing is, I kind of mentioned in the beginning, is like either a Christmas show type of idea, like the Nutcracker or something like that, or a Christmas parade. There are many different parades just in our town, our county. We have got, oh gosh, like 7 or 8 different parades. And luckily they deconflict them. They're on different days, different times. What their ones is like a horse and carriage parade, another one's with like the bands and stuff like that, another one's for a town. So they mix it up. It's kind of fun. They have it at different way, different times, so that you're not worried, well, I'm gonna miss this one. Oh no. The towns around here deconflicted on purpose because they want you to go to each and every single one of them, right? So those are just some ideas to get out, do something fun, get into the holiday spirit. I'm sure there are many more things that I probably missed that maybe you probably want to go, oh, you know what? That reminds me, there is something going on with such and such. You know, yeah, go out, enjoy the winter season, enjoy the holidays, get out, you know, get out of your comfort zone of staying in the house all bundled up, because I know I like staying bundled up, but I'm like, okay, we'll go out and go see the Christmas lights. I'll go by myself if I need to. I don't care. No one has to come with me. You know what I mean? So, anyway, whatever makes you happy, whatever you can do to enjoy the holiday season, I hope you get to get out and do it. And I will talk to you guys later. Have a fabulous week.